Good morning.
It's Tuesday.
Let's begin the show.
What is this show?
Comedy, music, live.
Try to pretend you're back in your college radio station.
Hey, listen, you're not trying to get me to smoke pot, are you?
100% digital broadcast.
I love this show.
Me too.
Well, just expect me to do a lot of sour-faced, arms-folded, head-shaking.
It's today, Tuesday.
Tuesday?
What time is it?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great. It's cold.
It is, baby. Baby, it's cold outside.
Don't sing that song. What's wrong with you?
Dean Martin's daughter is really ripped about this.
Oh.
Wow, you're surprised.
Shocking, right? Steph Curry doesn't believe we've been to the moon. Really?
He's not the only one.
No, that's true. There are those.
Yeah.
Modern technology. Did you see the study on modern technology and how much time it saves us? And there are three.
I feel like it doesn't. I feel like for me, it personally, it doesn't save me time because I stumble a lot when it comes to technology. Not all technology, but some.
Facebook is definitely not on that time.
Yeah, exactly.
List.
Okay, well, that's a time suck. You know. Facebook and Snapchat and all that just sucks the life out of your time. But there are three particular areas where they say that it's modern technology saves you up to 2 weeks of year, 2 weeks per year of previously wasted time.
Really?
I'll share that with you this morning.
The Hampton Tolls. It used to take 2 weeks to get through the tolls in the summer.
Boy, you're right about that, Hank. You know, I hadn't thought about that. Brilliant. Time Magazine's Person of the Year is going to be revealed today. I'm on the short list on that.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to talk about the two nuns in Southern California. They embezzled $500,000 from the school they were working where they were working. I'm not going to believe what they spent their money on. Let me see. Porch pirate protection. People are stealing packages off your porch. We have easy steps that are going to help you prevent this from happening. At least slow them down a little bit. Okay. And Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to somebody who's got an enormous Christmas light display. I'm really interested in knowing how much it costs, you know, to turn those things on for the 2 weeks up to Christmas. We got that coming up today. We got dirty laundry coming up at 7:45 this morning. We're going to be covering here.
You won't believe what Jennifer Aniston does naked.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, so that is...
Really?
Can I start guessing right now?
Sure.
Any hints? Any hints, please?
Plus, we
naked.
Got... win a grand in 60 seconds, and that is coming up next right here, WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, I certainly hope you're ready for all the thrills and chills of Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, the game right here at WRR Radio. So let's go ahead and meet our player this morning. He's in the video production business at a laser company. He's from Somerville, Massachusetts, and his name is Doug Curry. Good morning, Doug. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
Good.
Right. So, how's everything in Somerville?
Lovely. Cold.
Good. Did you go over and throw axes at the new Urban Axe in Somerville over the weekend?
I haven't yet, but I'm excited to.
I'm sure you will.
We highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's satisfying.
It's a good time.
Go in a bad mood.
So here's what's going to happen. Yeah, you can really work out a lot of frustrations there. So here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a span of 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker ticking in the background. Don't let that push you over the edge. She's going to give you the full 60 seconds. You don't know an answer, just say pass. Skip it, and we'll pick it up if you got time left at the end. You get them all right, we'll give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Then, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What kind of animal is the title character in the movie Babe?
Pig.
What does a cartographer do?
Makes maps.
What is the capital of Washington?
Olympia.
What beverage has the slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Yeah.
Who drove the bus in 1994's movie Speed?
Keanu Reeves.
The bald-headed eagle is the national bird of this country.
United States.
What is the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse called?
A mule.
How long is a silver anniversary?
30 years.
What happened to Barry Allen after lightning struck the chemicals in his lab?
He became the Hulk.
How many hits does it take to sink the submarine in the game of Battleship?
Four.
What beverage has the slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Time has expired.
A strong showing.
Okay, good strong showing. You had five correct. You missed four, and you had a couple of passes. So let's go ahead and review, if you would, please.
Okay, the beverage that has the slogan, open a bottle of sunshine, is Sunny Delight. Tricky, Sandra Bullock drove the bus in Speed. A silver anniversary is 25 years. Barry Allen turned into The Flash. And it takes three hits to sink the submarine in the game of Battleship. But well done.
Right. Good job.
Yeah, you really did a great job.
Well, I think you're going to like this. We have for you a $100 gift card to make your holiday season extra special this year at Venezia, Boston's award-winning Italian restaurant.
Oh, that place is great.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrific place with a special holiday menu featuring fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. So for hours and menus and reservations and more, call Venezia. Just go online to Venezia.com.
It's right on the water. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay, hey, listen, have yourself a great day today. Thanks a million for being a member, and thanks for listening.
It's great really job, terrific. Doug.
Okay, good
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to play? You can, but you got to qualify. Log on to WROR.com, register, and you could be playing next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it is time for your 620 Men from Maine. Let us get it underway. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Aoife's prepare to go ice fishing by stopping by the Bangor Bait Shop, hardware store, and pretty in pink perfume counter for a few supplies.
Say, we need a bucket of bait and a dozen ice pick.
All right, here you go.
About 2 hours later, Lem and Aoife's return to the shop, and we hear...
May I help you?
Yeah, looks like we're going to need another dozen ice picks.
Here you go.
Another 2 hours pass when we hear...
Say, I think we're going to need another dozen ice picks.
All right, here you go.
Finally, after 6 hours, they're back again.
Excuse me, we need another dozen ice picks.
Why, sure. Say, how's the fishing anyway?
Oh, we're not having much luck. So far, we've gone through 4 dozen ice picks, and we haven't even got the boat in the water.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
There's a season of Beaverside going on in Framingham.
Oh, Beaverside.
Did you hear about the beavers?
I did.
They are ruining Framingham by basically causing floods because they're building dams everywhere. And so the town has had it, and you can't just relocate the beavers because they come back, I guess.
Well, they're such a pest that they'll cause problems wherever you relocate them.
Wherever you put them. They'll start building dams
right.
and cause trouble.
That's yeah. it.
Damming things up.
I didn't realize that beavers were so bad.
Yeah, the experts say if you take a beaver out of one location, you move them to another location, it'll cause problems for the other location.
Okay, it's against the law, actually, right?
Yeah, you can't relocate a beaver.
You could be arrested.
So anyway, this is what's going to happen. The city has hired a trapper. And he's deploying, this is crazy, underwater cages.
The Yukon Cornelius?
Yeah. Yes, because he's unemployed. And he's going to go put underwater traps in there. He's going to trap the beavers and then kill them. That's it.
That's basically yeah.
And once the local population has been wiped out, the city will break up the dams to allow water to flow freely once again. But the reason... beavers have populated so quickly. They've actually tripled their population since 1996 because of a ballot referendum that banned most types of traps, including leg holds and snares, which are terrible because I've seen The Fox and the Hound, and that's awful.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
But yeah, so this is what's happening. I mean, people aren't going to be able to go out and trap their own beavers. This guy.
They got a special, kind of like
God,
a
there's so many punchlines about this story.
I know, really.
Hey, can we take this company and put them out off the coast of Chatham, maybe?
Yeah.
Go get some sharks while you're
bring them down and feed the sharks.
That's right.
Well, what do you do with a beaver after you
kill it?
Well, the good news is the Neiman Marcus is going to have an amazing sale on fur coats.
I can imagine. You know, good point.
We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Oh, my God. You know what we got coming up next on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show? That's right.
Oh, yeah.
It's back by popular demand.
Spin the wheel of meat.
Woo!
Spin the wheel of meat. Spin the wheel of meat. And win you some meat for the sake of peace.
That's
now
right.
With beaver meat.
That's right. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is amazing how this always seems to work out. We actually have a beaver expert on the line with us this morning because we were talking about how they're going to start trapping and, thinning the herd of the beavers in Framingham here. So we have Trapper John who's on the line. And
where'd he go?
Uh-oh.
Hopefully he's not stuck in one of his own traps.
I don't know. He just disappeared. That's okay. We'll get it.
All right,
back.
You take care of the wheel, and
we'll get John back
on
okay.
The phone.
Okay. In the meantime, we got business to attend to anyway. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
It's that time. We wish you a wheel of meat, mass. We wish you a wheel of meat, mass. We wish you a wheel of meat, mass. Spin the wheel of meat.
Yes, it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, to be spinning the wheel of meat just in time for the holidays here. And on the line with us, we have our player. This is Carol Green, who's from Pembroke, Massachusetts. Hi, Carol. How you doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
Excellent. So you're all excited about spinning the wheel of meat here?
Oh, I'm so psyched. I can't wait.
Oh, this is great. I mean, this is your dream come true. We had the people from McKinnon's Inn yesterday, and they brought in some Angus prime rib. That's available.
Yum.
Tenderloin roast. We got just about everything you could possibly imagine. On the wheel, we got over 16 pounds of whole beef brisket, 7 1/4 pounds of beef Florentine, 10 pounds of top round medallions, 13 pounds of stuffed boneless pork chops or chork pops, whichever.
Yeah, I like the chork pops.
Okay, 25 pounds of boneless pork roast. Hey, this goes on and on and on. Now, we're going to spin the wheel here, and your job is to tell. Cody is going to be our wheel spinner this morning. So you just say 3, 2, 1. Cody's going to spin the wheel, and then wherever it lands, that's where we send you. Okay, you ready to do this?
All righty.
Okay, Carol, go ahead and cue the spinner.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. And the spin. Oh, that wasn't a very strong spin.
Yeah, you got to spin another one.
There you go. Okay, that's a good strong spin. Okay, and the spin. Round it goes, and where did it stop?
We got 1/4 of a pound of mini beef meatloaf.
Yay!
Okay. Wow. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, congratulations. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation this morning. And remember, McKinnon's got everything you need for the holidays. And you got the list of McKinnon's locations there. Where did the list of
there's McKinnon's a great go? One right in Everett. That's my favorite. Right around the corner from where my grandmother
here we
lived.
Go. Thank you very
really?
Much.
You should see her put back steak tips.
You can go tender and custom cuts to order. Call their locations Everett, Danvers, Salem, New Hampshire, or Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You hold the line here, Carol. We'll be right with you and take care of your meat for the holidays. In the meantime, the Hankster is here.
We got John back.
And we got John
Hang
back.
On, we got John.
Okay, stand by. We're going to talk to John right after this. He's the beaver expert. Okay, Hank, what do you got for us?
Celtics pounded the Pelicans 113-100 last night at the TD Garden for their sixth straight win. They did it without Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, and Gordon Hayward.
Wow.
Marcus Morris with 31 points. Bruins host Arizona tonight. Nathan Eovaldi said a lot of teams wanted to sign him as a closer, but he's psyched to be back as a starter with the Red Sox. He's got 67.5 million reasons to be happy. Hank Morris, WROR Sports.
Thank you very much, Hank. Okay, we got Trapper John on the line with us this morning. Hey, John, how you doing today?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, how Framingham is actually going to be trapping beavers because they're flooding streets.
Yeah.
And John, you are an actual trapper. Trapper John.
I am. I've been actually trapping as long as I've been listening to you guys, which is just about 30 years now.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
You don't have to say it out loud.
You've trapped a lot of things.
What's your biggest prey for trapping?
Trapping black bear.
Black bear.
Wow, that's amazing.
Really? Okay, so what's the deal on the beavers?
Basically, the state changed regulations back, I don't even know how many years ago it's
96.
Been now. But it was 96?
Yep.
And it hasn't done a great job for the...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can only catch with live cage traps, which actually put a lot of guys out from trapping because of principally the cost. Live catch traps are about $300, $400 a piece.
Too expensive.
Where the old traps used to be about 15 to 20.
All right, so what do you do? What do you do with a beaver once you catch it?
Usually skin it, save the pelt, and sell the pelts, and then you can also use the glands. They're used in perfume and
beaver glands are used in perfume.
Hey, honey, got a nice gift for you.
There's a lot to think about.
If you really want to get grossed out too, they actually are used in artificial flavoring.
Really?
No
comment.
What does it taste like?
The meat itself, it's like a pot roast, actually.
Oh, no kidding.
So you can cook up a nice
slow
cooker?
Slow cooker crock pot, and you wouldn't even know that you weren't eating pot roast.
Well, really? Who knew?
Well, I'm going to play a big joke on somebody soon.
Do you have a recipe? We've replaced Dave's pot roast with a beaver.
Who knew? Listen.
Hey, honey.
Hey, John the Trapper. Hey, thanks for calling this morning. Inquiring if you want to know these things.
Wow.
Do you have a second for a shameless
A plug?
I also run a charter business, fishing charter business out of Newburyport on the side charters. So on the side charters.com, if you could check it out, that'd be great.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, John.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay, have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, I've learned a lot.
Same to you guys.
So much about okay. things.
I'm just going to move on.
Yeah. Please okay. do.
Forget
please.
The Christmas ham.
Please, WRR. Please
good morning.
Do.
This is the Lauren Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So 2 weeks from today is Christmas Day. How many Christmas lights do you have on your house anyway?
250 strands of lights, 100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Yay!
25,000.
Okay. So, how many lights you got in your house? Well, we have a couple of people who are like extreme Christmas decorators on the line with us this morning.
Good.
Let's start off with Brenda. Brenda's from Wilmington. Hey, Brenda, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, Brenda, how many lights you got in your house?
I have to say about 50,000.
50,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Can they see you from outer space?
I think so. People have told me that. I am sure it's true.
What? When do you start putting them up on the house? Are you like Hanky? Just leave them up all year?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. No, actually, I did cut down this year. Before this year, I used to start in October. And it took me a couple of months, and I would work every weekend, take a week off. So if I start in October, I would finish by the end of November.
Wow.
This year I cut back. I sided the house so I couldn't staple on the house. I wasn't doing a total Clark Griswold this year.
You actually would staple them? I was curious about your system.
Oh, yeah. So on the house, I had shingles. So there was lots of holes in my house. I would staple all
no
over
No wonder
the
you
house.
Had to re-side it.
Really?
Well, there's a reason why she had to do the stapling. What happened when Ralph went up on the roof?
Well, see, I usually don't go up high. I let Ralph go up and do the high things and do the icicles and... And I was holding the ladder, being a good person last year, and he dropped the staple gun on my head, and I got 5 stitches on my head.
Brilliant, brilliant! Oh,
that's really like a shingle. Yeah.
That's why LBF says wear a helmet.
That's
okay,
right.
So how many people come by and see your house? Do you have any idea how much traffic it draws in the neighborhood?
I don't know. I'm on a side road, but every night I come by. Like I couldn't get in my driveway last night. There were a few cars out there.
Oh,
I still
really?
Get a lot of people. Like I said, there are less lights, but still a lot. And I do get drive-bys. I have a lot of people. I had a yard sale this year, and someone said I had some Christmas stuff for sale. They said, you're not gonna put the Christmas lights up? We come up every year. So people are concerned about it. But
all
I
right.
do get a lot of foot traffic and a lot, not too much driving traffic.
Do you do inflatables?
I do. Not as many.
Okay.
I probably have 10
good.
Of them.
Yeah.
I do a lot of yard stuff, but I don't do as many inflatables.
Okay.
How much is your electric bill? At the end of the season,
I don't know what it's going to be this year, but just to let you know, too, I do a lot inside. But last year, for 2 months, it was $650.
Oh my God!
Oh boy!
Wow!
Oh,
nice.
Okay, not bad.
Well, not bad.
Okay.
Really? Seriously.
$300 a month.
You get one of those.
Joy.
You get one of those things they send out, like, you're not doing very well compared to your neighbors as far as your use of electricity. You're not,
that's the case. I never got anything like that, but I'm sure that.
Yeah, no, your neighbors appreciate you because their energy look so much better.
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, Brenda, by the way, you collect money for a charity when people come by, too. Or not money, but just gifts and things like that. What do you do?
Well, this year I took a break on doing it. I'm going to go back to it next year, but I did stuff for the Wilmington Food Pantry for the past couple of years.
Cool. Excellent.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, Merry Christmas. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, we got to check Bill here as well. Okay, Bill's from Rockport. Hey, Bill, I understand that your wife is known as the Christmas Queen of Cape Ann. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, she's my girlfriend, but yeah.
Okay.
How's your wife?
Right. Hope that on me. Wife's another story completely. Okay, so how many lights you got on your house?
Well, right now, I'm just getting off my knees going to tagging that lady there because she's got more than I do. I've got about 6,000 lights.
6,000 lights.
No inflatables.
No inflatables.
I feel like,
not a big fan of the
I didn't want to tell Brenda that the inflatables, I don't know.
Okay.
People shoot those things.
How long you been doing this?
About 7 years here, but I did it also in Arizona. I kind of got into it when I lived in Arizona because you can use the ground out there because, well, they don't have any snow in Tucson. So it was quite nice. I usually had about 20,000 lights on the house there.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny, Bill, because, have you watched, Christmas Light Fight? It was on last night, and I feel like all these people you say doing the Christmas lights in Arizona, when you have to do Christmas lights in a warm climate, I don't think you get as much credit as doing it up here in the
cheating.
Cold.
That's cheating. You
know?
You got to have your hands freezing off when you do it. Okay.
We started about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And my girlfriend and I did it every day. At night we come home from work, we put up a few more strings. I got a quick count for you. We got 15 strings going around the house, the perimeter of the house. For 2,250 lights.
Okay.
We got 22 windows, and each one has 100 lights on it.
Wow.
Then we got a miscellaneous 2,000 lights around the yard, trees and fences and everything else.
What's your method of attaching to the house?
I actually used, I'm a maintenance guy, so I actually used two-inch roofing nails, and I put them in the trim, and then I painted the house. I painted them right over, so I just go back and reuse them.
Okay,
right
we on. Use them every year.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You get on a ladder and get up in the trees, too?
I try not to get on a ladder. I let her go up on the ladder because I'm 6'4". I don't need to be any taller, so I don't go on the ladder. I just let her go up and do it.
Send her up on the ladder. Okay, good move on your part.
Can you put all the lights on with one switch?
I'm actually thinking about just making a really big net and having a helicopter just drop the thing over the top of the house.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I have mine all hooked up to our little home, system. Mm-hmm. Can I just turn mine on real quick? Alexa, turn on Christmas lights.
All right.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a great day. Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are at $3 Dewey's enjoying a tall cold one when a stranger walks in who just happens to be a professor from Harvard. And Lem says,
"Well, say there, stranger, what part of town do you live at?"
"My dear man, where I come from, we never, ever end a sentence in a preposition."
"Oh, excuse us. In that case, what part of town do you live at, a-hole?"
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Whitey Morning Show.
He turned around fast and he saw a small who.
Merry Christmas.
Little Cindy Lou who was no more than two.
105.7 WROR.
Hey, by the way, if you happen to be playing Whamageddon, you're out!
Sorry.
About that. There's a game going around called Whamageddon. And once you hear Wham in that song, you're out of the game. You've been eliminated. So
impossible to get through the season.
It's
going around right now. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to try to help save you some trouble from thieves. The porch pirates are out there. They're robbing us blind. for stealing your packages that are coming in from UPS, from FedEx, from Amazon, every place. They're stealing your packages right off your front porch.
And, you know, the delivery guys are only coming to my house like four or five times a day now.
It is sad, yes.
Really?
I'm amazed how many packages I see out front. Like, my guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, put them
side
around
door.
Back.
Yep.
Yeah, side
yep.
door, garage if
yep.
necessary, yep. you know. But I see a lot yep. out front.
Yep, yeah.
I mean, see some, like, right in the driveway, you know, which is not a cool thing.
Write down those addresses, will you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right
my
away.
My sister had okay. something swiped from her porch one year.
Okay, there are a couple, there are actually a number of things you can do. Here's some suggestions for you. Have your deliveries made to a UPS or a FedEx store or to your work. Make sure that, you know, your employer's cool.
I wouldn't
be.
Trust anyone in
no
our building.
Way.
Okay. Remember when that big crate of marijuana was delivered here?
Yeah, I never got
exactly.
it.
That didn't last very long. Okay, so you can do that. It's a little inconvenient if you have it delivered to the UPS store, the FedEx store, because then you got to go there and pick it up. Also,
yeah,
I got a buddy
the purpose.
Who's he got an Amazon locker. Okay, that's very helpful, too. Yeah.
Or if you subscribe to the Amazon key.
Oh, God,
that's
no.
true.
Where they can
that
actually put it in your
crazy.
House. A little too much for you?
You know what you should do? You should invest in like a mudroom, like a little like enclosure.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
That's like an Amazon box.
My wife would love a mudroom,
basically. Okay, another thing you can do is you team up with your neighbors.
Yeah.
You find out the neighbors that are going to be home during the day. Then you organize the vigilante committee and... they keep an eye.
It really helps if you have, like, an old lady who's home all
precisely,
day.
Precisely. And you
can just sit there
her.
And watch yeah. everybody's packages.
Okay. So that's one thing you could do.
Maybe I could rent her.
You have any old ladies that like staring at packages? Living
oh
in your neighborhood?
Oh, my God. Oh, my
what?
God.
Request signature delivery. Now, that's a pain because then, once again, you're going to have to go pick it up someplace.
Yeah.
But it works. And then you should always track your stuff online. And the other thing is the cameras. You need a security camera.
How about you just trust your fellow man?
Or go to a store.
Hey, there's an idea.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, coming up next on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program, we got your Dirty Laundry update.
You won't believe what Jennifer Aniston does naked.
Ooh, signed for packages.
Count me in, I'm going to be here.
Interesting.
What's
I won't
going
go
on?
There.
Okay, here we go.
Who has 50 million followers but is desperately lonely? A princess breaks royal protocol again, but first... You won't believe what Jennifer Aniston does naked in today's Dirty
Ta-da!
Laundry, brought
right.
to you by Russell's Garden Center. Okay, I'm just going to let Jennifer talk for herself. She was on Ellen, and this is what we all found out.
What's the most rebellious thing you did as a teenager?
Sneaking out with my best friend Dre to the Palladium and danced on top of those boxes, and we didn't tell our parents.
Wow. How old were you?
17.
That's not bad at all.
I know,
not
we didn't
bad,
even drink
really.
Or anything.
Yeah. Wow.
Nothing.
Just
dance on boxes.
Besides making
I did
love,
I like a police officer, though.
What?
I was dressed like a police officer.
Why?
I don't know. It was the 80s. Just what I did. I thought I was crazy.
Rebellious. Besides making love, showering, or swimming, what is something else you've enjoyed doing naked?
Watch TV.
Do you watch TV naked?
Yeah. Really? Is that weird?
Netflix?
I mean, at night, you get into bed and you watch TV.
No, oh, sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. I thought you'd say, like, sunbathing or something like that.
Oh, that too.
All right.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
A day in the life. Yeah, I thought when she said it, I pictured her like on the couch with like popcorn, yeah, like just naked, yeah, watching TV. Whatever.
Really? Me too.
I'm still picturing it in my head.
Wow. Hey, so that's interesting. Okay, so who has 50 million followers but is desperately lonely? Paris Hilton. There's this new documentary on Netflix called American Meme, and it's about sort of social media influencers and what they do. And this is what she had to say.
When I get up in the morning, I'll first go on Instagram and then Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, WeChat. I have over 50 million followers on all my social media platforms.
Love you, Paris, all the way from Australia.
My fans call themselves the Little Hiltons, kids from all around the world, and they all are connected as this family. I love my fans just as much as they love me. I feel closer with them than I do most people that I know. They're really like my family. Wow. I'm constantly traveling 250 days a year. I'm on a plane in a different country. So it gets really lonely sometimes.
Okay. She's certifiable, but she makes a lot of money posting pictures of herself. And this is whole documentary about a bunch of celebrities that, you know, not that are really Instagram celebrities and what they do and the toll it takes on them and their life. I mean, I think it's a little crafty, though, because by participating in this documentary and saying that your fans are your most important people makes you get more fans because there are a lot of lonely people out there who want to be recognized by a celebrity. But I'm really interested in watching it on Netflix, and Jennifer Aniston is going to watch it naked. And finally, a princess breaks royal protocol again. This time she showed up wearing dark nail polish.
Is that against the rules?
Against the rules. You're supposed to wear clear or nail polish.
You can't wear like red nail polish.
Oh my God!
What kind of trollop are you, Lauren?
Really?
No kidding.
Scandalous.
Scandalous. Yep. So she did.
Did you know that she's in the she's in the short list for people they think might be the Time Person of the Year?
That would be ridiculous.
Serious? Yeah. Come on.
I mean, you know, throw her in the mix, but there's no way she's going to get it.
No, absolutely not.
Plus, she wore that nail polish, so she's out.
She's out of there.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Well, let's meet our player this morning. She is the owner of a janitorial business. It's called J.C. Janitorial, and she's from Lowell, Massachusetts. Her name is Jessica Costa. Yeah,
she should clean up on this game.
She certainly should. Good morning, Jessica. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Well, are you feeling comfortable and ready to play this morning?
I'm feeling comfortable, yes.
Okay.
In this case,
I'm uncomfortable.
I want you to be pay attention here. Your challenge, the gauntlet has been thrown down, and your challenge lying ahead is to defeat the evil Queen Quizzilla, also known as LBF.
Wow.
He will give you 10 rather difficult questions with a time frame of 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. If you come across a question you don't know the answer to, simply say pass. We'll move on. You get to the end, you got time left over, you come back, you pick it up, you get them all right, all 10 of them. We give you $1,000 and from Century Bank. You feeling good now?
Yes. I am.
You're ready to play? You're ready with the questions?
I'm ready.
Quizzilla? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 7 times 8?
56.
What animal's head appears at the top of the handle of Mary Poppins' umbrella?
Pass.
What amino acid in turkey makes you sleepy?
Tryptophan.
The Shenandoah Valley is located in which United States state?
Virginia.
What was John F. Kennedy's middle name?
Fitzgerald.
What was the name of Bill and Ted's rock band in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Pass.
Havana is the capital of which country?
Cuba.
What kind of dog was Cujo in Stephen King's novel?
Pass.
On what soap opera did John Stamos play Blackie Parrish?
General Hospital.
How many toes does a pig have on each foot?
Pass.
What animal's head appears at the top of the handle of Mary Poppins' umbrella?
A parrot.
What was the name of Bill and Ted's rock band in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Pass.
Wow, you were very strong. You had 7 correct answers there.
And no wrong answers.
You just passed. Oh my God. Okay. Strong showing.
Let's
I am impressed.
Let's go ahead and review and let her know exactly what she missed on you.
Okay, the name of Bill and Ted's rock band in the movie Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Wild Stallions. The kind of dog Cujo was in Stephen King's novel was a St. Bernard. And a pig has 4 toes on each foot.
So we have a fantastic consolation prize for you. A $100 gift card to make your holiday season extra special this year at Venezia, Boston's award-winning Italian restaurant. It's right on the water. You're going to love the place. It's not too late to book your holiday party at Venezia. So call today. For hours, menus, reservations, more, visit Venezia.com. And it's just really a fantastic place, and I think you're going to enjoy this. You know, you did a very, very good job this morning. And
I'm impressed.
Very proud of
that. Measured, calm.
Very, very, very calm.
And good at math, by the way.
Yes, yeah. Right off the bat.
Would you like to go ahead? Why don't you go ahead and plug your janitorial business here while we got you in the air?
JC Janitorial Service. I do house cleaning, office cleaning, and window cleaning in the Lowell area.
You do windows, too?
You do windows?
That's fantastic.
That's terrific.
Hey, listen, and if they want to get a hold of you, you got a website, you got a phone number, something like that?
Phone number 978-256-6461.
Thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a fabulous day, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you to you guys. Merry Christmas to
everyone.
Love the show.
Hey, anybody else you want to try to play? You think you can win? You got to register first. Log on to WRR.com. Sign up, and you could be playing and winning $1,000 in Century Bank. To celebrate this morning, something that we often call the most fabulous charity in all the land, and that is Christmas in the City. So, we got the whole Christmas in the City gang here with us this morning. We got Jake and Sparky. The Kennedys are here. Barry is here. And, by the way, belated Happy Hanukkah to Barry. So it's not, it's every, yeah. We cover everything at Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And Sparky as well.
Happy Hanukkah to you all.
Festivus, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas.
Whatever.
I love you. You're so inclusive.
This is a totally inclusive organization here. Okay. So, Christmas in the City, is this the, which, is this the 20th
29.
Year? 29.
29 years?
Unbelievable.
Okay, 29 years ago they started this.
No, you haven't. You really haven't.
How many homeless kids are living in shelters around the area?
Well, I mean, we used to say we'd always take care of all the homeless shelters in Boston, which we do. But now we're going out into Eastern Mass, all the way up to Lawrence and everything. So, I mean, we'll have 6,000 guests at the first day, and we'll have 3,000 families the second day.
Wow. 9,000 people, 9,000 guests over this one weekend.
Correct.
That's amazing. Now, there are so many ways you can help Christmas in the City. You can buy toys for the kids, and these are toys that the kids have actually requested to have. Not, they just don't get a random toy, right?
Right. They get to pick out their toy.
Okay.
And then somebody will sponsor it, get the toy, and get it to us.
Now, you can drop off toys so many different locations. We got an entire list right here on the radio station of businesses that have volunteered to pick up toys. We're doing our pickups this week. And
we're starting
Christmas
to pick
City.
Them up. Like, there are so many easy ways to do this and help the kids. I mean, our people have been collecting, so we're picking those up. WROR.com, you can see and where you can drop off. But you can still just go to Amazon, and you can buy right from Amazon, which is super easy. And the whole list, you can pick an exact toy that you want to get
Amazing.
For one of these kids, and it's really super easy.
And you can also get a generic toy, we call it. I mean, no toys go to waste.
Yeah.
There are so many families even come after the party looking, and they need help. So we can match up the toy to the right kid. And stuff like that. So if you don't want to get the kid, just drop off any toy, and we will put it to great
use. How many
great
kids
use.
Will get toys this Christmas from Christmas in the City?
I mean, it will be, it's, I mean, close. I mean, I would say maybe something like 14,000 if you put the 2 days together.
Wow, 14,000 kids.
We give out 14,000 toys.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Okay, now,
Hey,
Barry. Barry's been involved since just about the very beginning of this whole thing, and they have a party for all these kids. And their families that they would never ever experience, and it's they're going to get a preview of this party coming up this Saturday, where you can actually go and ride rides and amusement rides and all that sort of thing, right, you guys?
And it's called the Winter Wonderland. That's open up to everyone, and it's great. We have an amusement park. We have merry-go-rounds, Ferris wheels.
Wow.
It's warm because it's inside,
yes,
which is huge
perfect.
For me.
And get your child tired, right? So the child can run around on a Saturday, and then
So this is kind of, you guys added this thing, because you figure we have all this great winter wonderland. So I could bring my kids down. It's just $20.
So we
go in and have a good time.
It's
right?
It's a full amusement park, and it's so festive.
Awesome.
But kids of all ages have rides. It's not like Canobie Lake Park, and it's wonderful. And not only do you bring your kid there, they also get a sense what it means to give back at this time of the year. You can really teach your kid a lesson. So it's a win-win situation.
And if they want to come, they can bring a gift, and then it will go to the next day's party.
And it's just $20. The rides are open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay?
Correct.
Tell people, Jake and Sparky, how you started Christmas in the City.
Well, it started in 1989. This is our 29th year. Wow. And at the time, we had two children. And they were just getting too many gifts from meaningful families. It was the second grandchild, and everybody was all excited to bring them toys. And my two-year-old at the time was just overwhelmed, and the only thing she really liked was the box.
Yep.
And so you decided, what? You're going to cut back on the things that you would get your own children and help other children?
But we couldn't cut back. That was the thing, because the relatives would still descend upon the house, invited or not. So basically we went to Ray Flynn, the mayor, said, tell us all the homeless kids in Boston. And City Hall doesn't even know, you know, not in a bad way.
At that time.
There are so many families, you know, distraught and struggling. And we found 165 kids. We had a party, and volunteers have descended upon us. We're all volunteer, and that's why we've grown out of control in a good way.
And, you know, speaking of the being an all-volunteer thing, if you had to do this and as a business, how much would it cost to put on this big party you have and give all these
Barry?
Yep, any
Barry's
the accountant.
Barry, here we go.
How much would this cost, Barry?
Without the cost of labor, I think we estimate it to be $3 million.
Wow.
And that's without the labor.
Without the labor.
If
we paid retail for everything, for the convention center, the buses, all the gifts, you know, all the food.
Or salaries.
The salaries would probably put it to $5 million.
Now, is that unbelievable? And these people all volunteer this stuff. I know you have a fleet of trucks that are picking up toys, and that's all a volunteer. The buses are all volunteer. Everything is volunteer. And we just thank you so much. And if you want to get involved more, log on to WRR.com. We have a link directly that goes to Christmas in the City. And help us out this Christmas.
You guys have been so helpful to us for so many years, and we appreciate it so much.
And you can also send us a check, because it does cost money to run the event.
Yes,
you
know, I'm sure it does.
That's even easier.
So that's
if you want to just send us a check, you can go online and go into our website.
Well, that's great.
Excellent.
Great. Thanks a million. As
Thank
always, you.
Great
guys.
To see you guys.
Thank
you're
the best.
You.
I know some friends would like to hide cash. Will you take that, too?
Sure.
It's a tax-deductible donation.
Christmas in the City. They're absolutely positively the best. Okay, coming up next, hey, what are you doing with that cookie dough?
Well, what I'm not supposed to be doing with it. You know what? It could kill me, but I don't care.
Oh, wow. In the meantime, hey.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Raw Cookie Dough Report.
Okay, so here's what happened. I'm making Christmas cookies with my friend Shayla.
Yes.
And she saw me eat the raw cookie dough, because that's what you do. And she immediately and graphically describes getting food poisoning.
Ugh.
And she's a very good writer, so it got very specific. And she said to me, you're not supposed to eat raw cookie dough. It's very bad for you. You can get sick. I'm like, I'm not going to get sick. I've been eating raw cookie dough my whole life. It's fine. Well,
you
turns
got sick.
Out, no. Oh. No, the CDC is on Shayla's side, because they said, there's this whole campaign, especially around Christmas and cookies, to not eat raw cookie dough. Now, I thought, and I think a lot of us thought, that it was because of the eggs, and you could get salmonella from the eggs.
That's what I always thought. I thought it was the eggs.
And I was like, it's not going to happen. No big deal. But the thing is that the thing that's really going to get you sick is the flour. And I never knew this. So in 2016, 63 people got E. coli from flour, raw flour. So you know why you get sick from raw flour?
No.
It's a field food. And you know what animals do in a field?
Oh.
And it doesn't come out in the milling process. You'd think they'd have a button for
that. Nah, it just mushes it around.
So that's what you're really risking.
So it's got to be, reach high temperature.
Exactly, which is how I'm going to circumvent the whole CDC, don't eat raw cookie dough. What you do is you just take the flour.
Yeah.
And you put it in a pan and you bake it for 5 minutes at 350 degrees, or microwave it for 1.5 minutes, and then it kills the bacteria and you're free to cookie dough throughout the nation.
Or you could follow this suggestion from the CDC.
The CDC says eating raw cookie dough can make you sick.
I can't live without cookie dough.
Our scientists have discovered a way to make it safe. Just put the raw cookie dough on a tray, stick it in your 350-degree preheated oven, and wait for 7 to 9 minutes.
7 to 9 minutes? I can't wait that long.
You can do this.
It's so hard. I feel like there's bugs crawling under my skin. Must have eggs and flour.
Your dangerous cookie dough is now safe for consumption.
Hey, they turned into cookies. Yay! You ruined it!
This has been a message from the CDC, reminding you to bake your cookie dough before eating it.
Will baking my Aunt Edna's fruitcake make it more edible?
No.
No. No.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.